Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chance from the corner at the empty net, and that's just going to go wide. Now the no icing of the play. What a play! Peyton Krebs racing up ice. After Thompson went for the empty net, and Peyton Krebs buries it, and what a timely goal that is for him, his first of the season.
Dan Dunleavy on the call there. Yeah, Peyton Krebs' first goal of the season seals away win number 6 for the Buffalo Sabres against the New Jersey Devils on Sunday night. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, we're here with you hanging out. We will be hearing from Sabres general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen in a few minutes as well. But Zach, 6 in a row. I'm giddy. Because what did I say repeatedly on this show about the Buffalo Sabres this season?
Just do something different.
Be different. And brother, are they different this year in a different way. Because, well, one, you moved on from Kevin Adams.
Mm-hmm.
That's different in and of itself. But now the Buffalo Sabres, with a win tonight, Zach, would have their longest win streak since 2018.
And that's when they go to 11,
right? That's the
tenor. That's the tenor. Okay, so I talked a little bit about that last night on the nightcap. I was at the San Jose game.
That one was wild.
And outside of the specialty nights, right, Ryan Miller night, which I was not in attendance, but watching it was really cool. I was at RJ night. I cried. I mean, I didn't even expect that either. Like, I'm more of an emotional guy, but less crying-wise. But, like, even that got me.
I'm just thinking of Shorzy now crying at anthems. And
absolutely.
That's just you.
But those all had special meaning, right? Like you're going there to reminisce and to live the memories.
Right. Skinner night was awesome.
Skinner night, right. But the San Jose game, speaking about Skinner, overtime winner. There was nothing to that other than the win streak, but I was there with my buddy Joe, who was actually in town. I was at dinner with him last night. We were at that game, and it was just like, oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever experienced.
And
at that point, the Bills are still relatively new on the scene in terms of being a playoff team and all that stuff. So, like, that to me, I mean, I remember the next day – watching the NHL Network, which never has live programming.
I know, not anymore.
And they actually did that day, and they're going to, like, you know, cut probability and playoff probability, and the Sabres are like 90%, and I'm like, let's go!
And then they very much were not.
But, I mean, it was so much fun. Like, that streak, and this has similar feelings to that. It's not what
funny
it was 2 years ago.
Funny how you mentioned the atmosphere, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a fraction of the power that could be out there. And, obviously, a little older than you, therefore I know a little bit, but I've experienced a little bit more of the Buffalo Sabres when they were at their peaks, and or at least their peaks within this century.
Mm-hmm.
But my big deal about this is you have an opportunity to match that type of streak. You've already tied the longest streak within Adams' tenure, and Adams got fired halfway through this one.
Yeah.
Because their longest win streak in Adams' entire tenure is 2022, 6 in a row, where they end December of 2022 winning against that Boston team.
Is that New Year's Eve?
That's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
And they win in overtime against that Bruins team that was so good. They set the record that year. And now, okay, What happened that year? You were pointing out the playoffs. With how their season started, yes, it would sting if they make it like a point or two or three away from the postseason again. But a return to relevance would be back to where we're standing. And something you said to me off air, Zach, I don't know if you said this on air, but ultimately, the dagger that dooms Kevin Adams, and I'll let you finish the point on that, is not within these bad seasons. It's after the good one.
Right. And so my thing has always been, it's been the long death for Adams' tenure as GM. Because for me, the moment that he zigged and should have zagged, or however you want to put it, is the summer of 23, where you did have the relevancy. I've said this before on air. You had the relevancy. You had growing respect. I'm not saying you had the full respect, but growing respect around the league.
You were hot and young.
Yeah. You were the fun young. You're scoring like the wind. Everyone wants to be you. You're the envy of the league. You also had guys that just out of nowhere. Tage Thompson goes from an afterthought, late first-round pick, kind of failing in St. Louis, gets to Buffalo, doesn't look great. Wait, what do you mean he's scoring 40 goals this year?
Dylan
what do you
Cousins mean he has his best career shot? Year.
Yeah, Dylan Cousins' career year. And then you still have Rasmus Dahlin. Granato has this aura about him that he might be this next really good coach that he's going to just, even if he's get fired from the Sabres, he's going to be bouncing around. Because look what he's been able to do with these young guys. And that offseason, it's Eric Johnson, Connor Clifton, re-sign Kyle Oposo. There's probably another move in there I'm missing, but
that's
it's
the end
those
of the list.
Three that I really go to, and I think that's the miss. And you talk about it, too, with Adams. It was the inactivity. What's most exciting about this, and it has not reached the levels of that 10-game win streak. It hasn't even reached the levels of the late run in 22 where they, you know, Levi starting all these games, they're making it close, they missed by one. Like, that was a ball. And even like January, February, I think, where they find themselves in a playoff spot. And you could tell it's going to be a run here to the end of the year. But the difference is, and I said this after they beat New Jersey, the difference is I actually have faith in the front office. Especially now when you add in guys like Mark Bergevin, who has almost a decade of success. And speaking of that, we are going to go now actually to Ottawa as Jarmo Kekalainen is speaking on the new hires, including Mark Bergevin.
Just give us 30 seconds here.
Okay, we're just going to wait a few seconds here before we start just to get one thing set up here. Jarmo Kekalainen will be talking about his hires in just a moment here, Mark Bergevin. And maybe a little bit more what he's seen so far with the team. Of course, Mark Bergevin was with the Montreal Canadiens as a general manager for many, many years, and he brings a lot of experience to the Buffalo Sabres. And we are almost ready here. Jarmo, let's start with Mark Bergevin, if we could. What was the thoughts in hiring him, and what does he bring to the organization?
I think he brings a lot of experience, something that I was looking for, somebody that's been in my seat and knows the ins and outs of it and what you're dealing with. So, and I've always had a lot of respect for him as a general manager who was at the other end of it when we were talking about things. And I know he works hard. He's a good player evaluator. I think his track record in Montreal, as far as the trades go, is one among the best in the league. So I think it's a great fit for us.
Do you overlap with him anywhere? Do you have any connections to him? Obviously, you were both general managers at the same time, but have you ever worked with him on any level or anything?
No, I haven't. But obviously, we always talk regularly among the GMs, and I see who are scouting a lot, because I do it quite a bit myself, whether it's the World Junior or under 18s or in the press boxes around the league, and I know he takes that part very seriously, so I'd say he's a good fit.
When you look at bringing Josh Lynn in from Columbus, I mean, how are the duties now going to get spread around with Karmanos out? Who's going to run the Amerks, and how are things going to be looking here?
Well, we'll get to that in short order here. We've already talked amongst the staff that everybody's going to have a role. Everybody's going to have an important role, and the responsibilities are going to be spread. We're going to be working on this together as a team, just like the guys on the ice. And sometimes you're going to have to grind. Sometimes you're going to be on the power play, and sometimes you're going to penalty kill. So that's going to be the the situation among the staff too. Everybody's going to have a good attitude about it, and we'll all work together.
What can you tell us about Josh?
Josh is a guy that I worked together for a long time. He's extremely organized. He's an attorney. He knows the cap, the CBA in and out. He knows the analytics. He's got scouting experience. He's from Toronto, so he was grown up watching hockey, following hockey, loving hockey. So he knows exactly the way I want things organized, and you know, that'll bring a valuable asset to our staff. Putting all different areas together for me to sometimes dumb it down a bit.
Sorry, at this point, at least, are Jerry Ford and Mark Jakubowski being retained?
Yes. We're all going to work together. I've taken very close look at our amateur scouting process, and the staff, and they do a good job, and they're very diligent about their work, and I'm happy with the way things have gone so far. On that side, that's why I attended the Lincoln tournament in August, so I can speak with them and talk to them, to know them, and I was there already for when they were preparing for the draft, so I have a good idea on how they go about their business, and Mark's been with the organization for a long time, and he's done a good job, so I've really enjoyed my time working with Mark.
And you told us when you got the job, you're impressed with a lot of the young players that the Buffalo Sabres have, and Jerry Fortin has been responsible for drafting and scouting a lot of those players. So with that in mind, does that help you maybe be a little bit more impressed with Jerry, with some of the players that he scouted and the Sabres have been able to draft?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've told all of our staff that we need to be the best in the league as far as drafting and developing players. That's going to be the model that we're going to follow, because that'll bring us the core that we need, but also the depth chart that we need moving forward when we have to plan into the future.
What kind of timeline are you looking at in terms of building this front office? Is it a case of when you want to bring somebody in, you'll do it, or are you trying to do more before the season ends, or is it a heavy lift after the season? Like, how is this going to go? What do you
mean? Well, I think these moves were necessary now that we made, and that's why we made them now, and I've told everybody all along that we're going to keep evaluating the staff, and you know, our goal is to get better every day as a staff too, and you know, that's what I expect from everybody, to approach their job with diligence that is going to make us better into the future. So, you know, you know, everybody has to have the same goal, and we're going to have to work together. And if we need to add some people, we'll add some people.
What have you seen from the team that has helped you get on this winning streak and helped you play better, helped you protect leads, that type of thing? What have you seen from the team lately that you've seen improvement in?
I think we've been disciplined. I think we're playing to win rather than playing to score another goal. And I think that's important as the team matures and learns to play the right way, is to understand that there are certain situations when you're up 3-1 or 4-2 or whatever it may be, that you don't have to score another goal. You just need to play the right way to win.
You talked at your initial press conference about sustainable success as opposed to just trying to make the playoffs this year. In these first couple weeks, just, and even in the few months you've been in the organization, what do you see that helps you feel like there is the chance for sustainable success here? How do you kind of enhance that now that you're the GM instead of an advisor?
I think our core is fairly young. I think they have a lot of potential to get much better, more experienced, and keep improving from the inside that way. I think that's a big part of it. Obviously, the veteran experience is a big part of success too. Understanding what it takes to win, understanding what it means to be a real pro. But I see a lot of potential in some of our young players that they can really keep getting better, and that'll make our team better.
Noah Ostlund spent last year in the minors, but you watch him play now. He does not look out of place at all, has played very well. Probably played well enough that he may not go down to Rochester anymore. Being as young as he is, what have you seen that has maybe kind of put him ahead of maybe some other youngsters that are his age?
Well, I've been really pleased with his play in the last few games. He's looked more and more confident, more comfortable, and he's a smart player. But there's a perfect example of a guy that can't just be happy about being in the NHL or staying in the NHL. He's going to need that drive and desire to keep getting better. And I think the ceiling is real high for a player with that kind of hockey IQ. But that's a perfect example of a player that can take his level of play up a lot from where he's at now, right now, even though he's playing good.
We spoke about the three goalies at your initial press conference. Alex has played very well. Ukko-Pekka had a very nice game. Are you still looking at maybe getting down to two goalies in the near future?
Well, we'll get to that when the right time comes. I think I said that before, that the rotation with three goalies is tough. The repetitions in practice is tougher with three goalies. We've had Colton Ellis in the injured reserve list, so it's not something that we need to think about right now, and our goalies have been playing really well lately, so we'll get to that when the right time comes.
Do you have any update on Yuri Kulik at this point?
No, I don't. We're just all hoping that it'll solve itself here soon, and his health is the most important thing, obviously, and then after he gets healthy, then we'll get the good hockey player back as well.
Do you anticipate, though, at some point he would play this season?
I would certainly hope so, but I'm going to I just need to rely on the medical people to give me the information that his health is good.
I'm curious about the way you go about things. Let's say, for example, you want to trade for player A. Of course, you're going to talk to your staff, but do you bring a guy with the experience like Lindy Ruff and the coaching staff into and just to hear their thoughts on a player before maybe you make a move on a certain player?
Yeah, always talking to the coach about the fit within our team in particular, and then there may be a player that the coach has coached before, so he knows him personally. And as I've said many times, character is really important for us. It's not just what you see on the ice, but what the character on the ice, but then also off the ice. Is he a good teammate? Does he take care of himself off the ice, and those kind of things. So you know, always value coach's opinion, but then there are times where when we've evaluated a player from the press box and have several scouting reports on him, and coach really doesn't know him except playing against them. Mm-hmm. And so that can be a valuable evaluation as well, but probably rely more on the scouting reports on those cases.
We've seen a lot of things written and said about you as you took this job, about your past in Columbus, about being bold in trades, signing Johnny Gaudreau. I mean, how would you describe yourself as a GM in terms of how you want to operate with this club?
You know, the one thing that I said is my life philosophy is that don't be afraid of making a mistake. So if we feel strongly that we need to do something, and even if it may be a difficult decision, we're going to do it. And that's something that I'm going to follow with this job as well. I'm not just trying to take big swings to take big swings or make the headlines. It's every move is going to be calculated and studied and considered. And but then if we need to make a move, we'll make a move.
You can't make moves now till the roster freeze is over. You've got a team on a 6-game winning streak. What's the balance in, you know, making moves and putting your impact on it and just leaving well enough alone?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that there's no need to disrupt anything right now with a good flow going. So that's we're going to keep watching and evaluating and you know, always try to do what's best for the team and for the individuals on it.
What's it like seeing the confidence level of this club go up in the last couple of weeks? I mean, the game the other night, that was as controlled a game as I've seen this team play in a long time, and they look like they expect to win.
Yeah, the last two periods were clinical, I called it. I thought we played really well in the second and third period in New Jersey. But it's amazing what confidence does. I always say that if you could bottle that thing and just sell it, you'd be a billionaire, because it's everything. You know, these guys know what they're doing and they can do it eyes closed, but then sometimes the confidence gets a little shaky and it looks like they don't know what they're doing. But then when the confidence comes back, it's just easy. Everything is you rely on your instinct and you just play the game like they did in the backyard when they were kids. So it's great to see, but also the discipline of our team's gotten better, and that's also a big part of the success that we've had so far.
You raised some eyebrows at your press conference when you said, we want to be a playoff team, we can be a playoff team this year. Since then, the team has gone 3-0. I assume now you feel you're completely in this race and, you know, ready to contend for that spot when you're talking only like 3 points out.
Yeah, I felt it then, and I feel it now too. So, but you got to go one day at a time and just concentrate on what we can do today to get better and be a better team. And you know, I've talked a lot about playing the right way to be disciplined and to be hard in battles and to compete. And I think we have enough skill and I'd say probably most of the hockey experts agree with that, but the competing part and the character is something that you have to be real consistent with in order to win in this league.
When Tage is on his game, he's as lethal as anyone in the league. What stood out about him in this recent stretch here, about just how dynamic he's been?
No, I think confidence with him is a big thing too. Even though he's a star and with 44 goals last year, you know, sometimes the confidence takes ups and downs. And when you have success, you're going to look more confident. And he's got a lot of tools in his toolbox. He's extremely skilled for a guy that size. And then when he uses his size to his advantage, he can be even more effective of a player. There's not too many 6'7" players that weigh 230 pounds that have hands and skills like he has.
General, big picture, how much pressure are you feeling just from the Buffalo fan base, having not made the playoffs for 15 years?
I don't think about the 15 years. I don't think about any of that. I just think about today and what we can do moving forward. I see a lot of potential in our group. There's a lot of skill, and I've talked about the compete and character part and discipline to nauseam probably right now, but I believe in these guys. So I don't think about the past. I don't put too much thought into the future either. I just think about today.
Thanks, Jarmo. Back to you guys.
That was Sabres general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen with a number of Buffalo media, including our own Paul Hamilton, who will be on with Chris Bulldog Parker later today for Sabres pregame, 6 p.m. right here on WGR. Puck drop at 7. Sabres are at Ottawa. It's Josh Norris's return to the Senators as
finally
well.
Healthy, yeah. And able to make a return and playing on the ice. This will be the first Cousins-Norris matchup.
And
unlike quarterback matchups where they say Allen versus Mahomes,
right.
No, these players can be on the ice at the same time.
They can, in fact, play against each other.
They can, in fact, actually play against each other.
By the way, pretty good return, I think, for both teams. Sabres are probably wishing Norris was healthier, but Norris, when he's been on the ice, has been, I would argue, their most talented forward.
I think
he is maybe their most talented forward.
I'm going to say it with my chest. When healthy, Josh Norris is their best forward on the team.
And then Dylan Cousins for Ottawa this year, 35 games played, 27 points, 11 goals. He's been very good for them as well.
Yes, and a couple good quotes, though, from Kekäläinen on that one of what's been going on with this team and everything like that. The big one, though, on his GM style. I liked the question that was framed that way and him saying, the one thing I've said, I live my life by it, don't be afraid of making a mistake. Oh, brother.
That felt like a major problem, I'd argue.
It's also
in the last tenure.
Kind of a pitch for how the deadline might go.
Yeah.
If they're in contention for a playoff spot, this might be the direction they go. You might see a prospect get shipped out of here. So that'll be interesting to see. I'm very intrigued with what Kekäläinen is going to do, and it's like you were alluding to there right before we had to kick over to it. There's a general manager now in charge of this team that is going to make a move if he sees the opportunity there.
Right, and he wanted to, because I like the question of, you know, when do you, you know, push, when do you pull, like when do you leave good enough alone. You know, don't rock the boat, any of that stuff. The team is 6 in a row, maybe even 7. You know, you don't want to add a player that all of a sudden ruins the chemistry. But likewise, you know, they've only lost 2 in a row. You don't want to totally change everything because you're worried about a losing streak. I like Kekäläinen's answer on that. But he has a history as a general manager that points to he's not going to do just nothing. And I think that was the biggest problem, the inaction of the last 5 years. And you know, and I wanted to put that because I said it the other night on Twitter. It's just he is the kind of guy that will do stuff whether they're succeeding or failing to help them.
He wants to fix it. Whether it's he wants to supplement it or he wants to fix it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's perfect. Honestly, a big part of this, the Bergevin stuff as well, is really they more just feel like an average NHL organization. But that's way better than it's been over the last half decade.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ooka Pekka, Ooka, Ooka, Ooka Pekka, Ooka, Ooka, Ooka Pekka, Ooka, Ooka, Ooka Pekka, Ooka.
Yeah! Guys, guys,
good things happen when you keep Paul Cotter off the score sheet, and the Sabres have extended their run to 6 straight wins and look for a 5th straight road win tonight, as they'll do the last game before the break in Ottawa.
That's where we are. We are.
That's where we are, baby.
We are in the same location, but in different rooms as we are doing the show from the road. But yes, a bit of a streaky Sabres. Look, before when we last talked on Friday, I was looking at this, and this is going to be 2 really big, important games, the Islanders and the Devils. You know, they're not in your division. They are in your conference. They're teams that have had some success. The Islanders now haven't lost a few in a row, but they had beaten Colorado, beaten Tampa, and you go in and you get a couple of big wins. One was in a shootout, and then hanging on, right, with a 1-goal lead against the New Jersey Devils. So I thought this was the weekend you were hoping for to be able to set you up coming into Ottawa and on a 6-game win streak right now.
And the Senators, of course, on a 4-game streak, and they've been scoring more than most teams in that run. So tonight it'll be Alex Lyon. Last game it was Luukkonen. Prior to that, Lyon winning in the shootout. When you think back to the weekend and how it began, like, what's your focal point? What's your wow moment? You know, what do you think of most?
Well, I'm going to go with the boring stuff. How comfortable I think this team is now playing with a lead or not getting overwhelmed in the third period. Yes, there is going to be some score effect. And I feel like the Devils had a few more chances than the Sabres in the third period, but the shots were still 7-7. It wasn't like it was 15-2 and you got overwhelmed like you did in Vancouver and Edmonton at the start of the streak. So learning to play in those tight games and being able to manage that. So that was a big thing. Second, for me, it was Josh Norris. Like, his impact in the game has been so good. And even when you don't know that he has an impact, like, Zach Benson scoring a goal that was a Josh Norris special from the Philly goal. He did the same thing. And I was getting on the plane Sunday night, and I said to Zach, I said, taking a page out of Josh's goal. And he goes, well, yeah, I was right there. And I saw it perfectly against the Flyers. So, yeah, you know what? That to me, Josh Norris' impact has been big. But there's definitely a little bit more of a mature side to the way they've been playing. Which is important when you win games.
Norris on a line with Tuck and Austlin. I thought, talking with Norris on our post-game show the other night.
Oh, so
I love it when, you know, things are very unprompted, and it's just appreciation, which has happened quickly for Josh, of not only a veteran player in Tuck, but a young player in Auslan. Like, his words about Noah, just to make it known what he feels and sees when playing with this kid, I thought really stood out. And then, of course, like, you gifted me a shootout on Saturday, and best Christmas gift I could ever get. And then, you know, Norris doubled down on my excitement by saying, yes. Who doesn't love a shootout? And so I was in my glory this weekend. It was quite something.
Well, yes. And you mentioned Noah Auslan and the way that he's been playing. I think Auslan's game is also helping, like, other players on the team realizing, like, look at how this guy is playing and look at the details in his game. And one of them, I feel, is Jack Quinn. And we talked about the Benson goal, right? The 2-on-1 goal in New Jersey. The play that Jack Quinn made at his own blue line, strong on the stick, take the puck away, give it up the wall, and then attack. Like, that is something that Lindy Ruff has talked a lot about when it comes to Noah Auslan, and saying that Auslan always seems to make the strong one-on-one play, the puck battles and everything. And now you have Jack Quinn making that play. And I think if you're Jack Quinn, you're looking around and you're saying, okay, so Auslan is getting more, you know, ice time and getting more of an opportunity. And you're getting Roseanne, who's getting called up and playing. Well, he's on the fourth line, but, you know, and in and out of the lineup, but he's getting some good, like, press and some good results. And I better start doing these little things. And I felt like Jack Quinn has definitely shown in his game a little bit more of the details. And I think that that comes from Austin. That comes from Norris. That comes from others that are doing it right now.
Quinn's got 4 points in his last five and a shootout goal against the Islanders, which stabilized the shootout, and then it was won by Norris. I got to tell you, like, there was, and maybe this is boring, minutia, whatever, but it's just stuff that I appreciate, and I think we, in general, just, you know, when you watch a lot of hockey, you want to see intelligent plays. There was a moment on Saturday against the Islanders where Auslan was one of the defensemen, essentially, right? He was covering for the point in the offensive zone and then, you know, very quickly retreated. So it's a fast break, odd man rush for the Islanders. And I was really fixated on, okay, what's Auslan going to do here? Because this is an odd man situation, and you always point out forwards know when it's a forward play, whatever. As the Islanders are getting close to the attacking blue line, Auslan just instinctively made a beeline to pressure the puck carrier, and then it all got negated. And then he's along the wall. Like, this is like 5 seconds later. He's along the wall, under pressure in his own zone. Brief hesitation, middle of the ice outlet to Tuck. Up the ice they go. Scoring chance for Norris. And I'm like, did anybody see the defense that Auslan just played? Like, it's remarkable, his attention to detail and instincts that are everywhere on the ice.
Yeah, and that comes from being given the opportunity to play on the line and getting the good that comes with the learning, right? So you know that when you're making a good play and it results in a scoring chance or in a rush attack, like, that's always great. And that sticks with you a little bit more. And that's why, like, it's hard for young players sometimes to be called up and play fourth line minutes on the fourth line, because you may make a really good defensive play, but it may not lead to anything. It may lead to a get the red line and dump it in and change. But with Auslan, with Norris and Tuck right now, when he makes a good play away from the puck or getting to the puck, it often leads to, we're going on the attack. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the difference right here. And that's why he is standing out to me as one of those that's getting maybe a better opportunity, a better look with Norris and Tuck.
And if you remember, who was the most excited, seemingly, to have Auslan and Roseanne up here? It was the captain, Rasmus Dahlin. What what can you say about what we saw from Dahlin this weekend and, of course, you know, larger sample size, his season to date?
Well, obviously, he's getting goals now, which is great, because he was not getting the puck in the back of the net as often as he would like. He's almost a point a game, which is amazing. I mean, Dahlin could finish the season with 75, 80 points this year. the way that he's playing. But getting goals is important. And that goal against the Islanders going end to end, gifting Alex Lyon with his first assist in a Sabres uniform, like that was pretty good. Stop the puck behind the net, get out of the way, let Rasmus Dahlin pick it up and go end to end. But you're not only that, I feel like on the power play, especially Saturday. So he scores that power play goal.
Well, they didn't have any power plays on Sunday.
Yeah, they didn't. That was a very weird, like, kind of setup. But on Saturday, in the rest of the game, they had a couple of power plays where they were looking for that Josh Doan pass to Dahlin across the middle of the ice. And they could have scored two or three more power play goals. And Dahlin had some really good looks. And about him also from the middle of the ice. Now that Norris is on the right flank and Tage is on the left flank, teams don't really know. Who do we narrow on? Like, do we focus on Dahlin in the middle? Do we have to cheat off the flanks? Something's open. I think that he is going to score more and get even more opportunities to score, especially on the power play, because the dynamic has changed with Norris on the right flank there.
Well, I have a question that I could have never imagined asking.
Oh, boy.
Will Rasmus Dahlin finish the season with more points than Darren Radish?
That is, I was watching the highlights from last night, and I'm like, wait a second. Like, I get it that Victor Hedman is not there and other guys are stepping up, but we're talking about Darren Radish now. What has he got? 8 goals?
He is 1 point behind Dahlin. He has 27 points in 30 games. And Marty, I saw a note last night on TSN that let's just say it's ballpark, the last month.
Yeah.
Darren Radish is 7th in NHL scoring.
NHL scoring, yeah, I saw that too.
He is, and it's McDavid, Dreisaitl, McKinnon, etc. And Darren Radish. It's like,
he does have a bomb, though. He has a bomb of a shot, and he's given the opportunity. His goal yesterday was right from the middle of the ice. Puck comes back to him, one-timer, but he has been unbelievable. Now, Dahlin will finish with more points than Darren Radish. I will bet the house on that one. I bet the farm or whatever you want to say. But he has been really good, which is interesting, but he's getting an opportunity. We talk about opportunities. Right, Alex Lyon is getting an opportunity. He's going to start tonight, most likely. He was in the starter's net, net today. So he's getting an opportunity. He hadn't played forever. And then he got into a period against the Calgary Flames, got into 2 periods against the Edmonton Oilers, and got this streak going. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at getting the opportunity in the NHL is very important. Radish is getting it in Tampa. Lyon is getting it here. Auslan is getting it here. Krebs is getting an opportunity to play with Thompson and Doan. He got an empty net goal, his first goal of the year, but he's doing a lot of little things that have helped maintain the rhythm and the consistency up front. Like, getting an opportunity is huge. You know what, Duffer? And I wasn't going to bring it up, but while you were in Ottawa with some friends and whatnot, me, Razor, and Dan went to a pool hall, underground, like basement pool hall yesterday. I hadn't played pool in a while. I got an opportunity and I cleaned house. I kicked their butts all over the place. So getting an opportunity is huge.
please tell me that this underground pool hall was where you paid them back and had them have dinner.
No, but it was because it was way too cheap. Number one, it was so packed. There was probably like 20 pool tables and about 16 of them were occupied. Wow. It was packed. We're talking about a Monday afternoon at like 1 o'clock. Like,
unemployment is high here in Canada's capital.
And so we go in and Razor and Dan order a couple of, Razor gets a, and Dan get a couple of NA's beers. And I got myself a nice tall Rickards Red. It was fantastic. And we played for like 2 hours, had a few beverages, non-alcoholic for them. I enjoyed myself. And it was $34 US, Canadian, not US, Canadian, at the end of 2 hours of billiards and plenty of liquid to go around, $34 Canadian. So no, I had to end up buying some Italian good food after, yes.
Okay, so Senators tonight, Bruce Garriock of the Ottawa Sun is going to join us a little later in the show to discuss the matchup tonight that, as you said, should feature Alex Lyon in goal for Buffalo. We expect Greenway to come in for Rozan, and obviously the rest of the forward lines expected to remain intact based on the fact that Buffalo has a league-best six-game winning streak on the go right now. Of course, last week was dominated not only by the wins, but by the change at the top as general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen took over. And what we've seen over this first week of him being in this position is change within the hockey department. And it's, you know, it's always expected when you have a move of this magnitude. What do you make of the associate general manager and the assistant general manager that have been brought in by Kekäläinen? Obviously, Mark Bergevin is a name incredibly familiar to all hockey fans, both as a player and a manager. And Josh Flynn was someone that Jarmo worked with in Columbus.
Yeah, I think to start with Josh Flynn, as soon as this hiring of Jarmo Kekäläinen happened, many people that I was talking to were anticipating Flynn to be able to make the jump and come over to the Sabres side. Numbers, contracts, analytics, scouting. He has had a wide array of expertise in his time in Columbus and knowing Jarmo really well. So you got to surround yourself with some people that you know and are comfortable with. And then you got to surround yourself with people that maybe think they can bring something different to the table. And Mark Bergevin, I think, brings that something different to the table. Bergevin is an outgoing type of colorful, you know, character. With Jarmo is a little bit more, you know, reserved and businesslike. But when you look at Mark Bergevin, the 9 years I think he was GM of the Montreal Canadiens, he has swung some big trades. You know, trading P.K. Subban to Nashville for Shea Weber, trading Max Pacioretty to Vegas and getting Nick Suzuki in return. Like, there was definitely some big swinging that happened in Montreal. Mm-hmm. So, look, you got – Jarmo wasn't going to wait, wasn't going to say, oh, let's play out the year. Like, he wants to put his staff in place and really look forward to where – he wants this team and this organization to be, so that's great.
And, of course, Jarmo was with the Senators way back in the late 90s when all of this was, you know, happening for him and his burgeoning career in hockey departments, as it turned out. I mean, he's had a lot of significant roles over the course of his career, and he spoke to the media about these moves this morning.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
I think he brings a lot of experience, something that I was looking for, somebody that's been in my seat and knows the ins and outs of it and what you're dealing with. So, and I've always had a lot of respect for him as a general manager who was at the other end of it when we were talking about things. And I know he works hard. He's a good player evaluator. I think his track record in Montreal, as far as the trades go, is one among the best in the league. So I think it's a great fit for us.
Do you overlap with him anywhere? Do you have any connections to him? Obviously, you were both general managers at the same time. But have you ever worked with him at any level or anything?
No, I haven't. But obviously, we always talk regularly among the GMs, and I see who are scouting a lot, because I do it quite a bit myself, whether it's the World Junior or Under 18s or in the press boxes around the league. And I know he takes that part very seriously, so I'd say he's a good fit.
So Yarmo, they're talking about the hirings, and I think a lot of people are paying close attention here as to everything that he's doing. Now, I wonder whether people are thinking, as we have our Sabres Live Twitter poll, whether Yarmo Kekäläinen has had a role in this hot hand here for Buffalo, winning six in a row. Marty, let's open it up and invite audience participation here at Sabres Live as to, you know, kind of who's been the hot hand during this six-game win streak.
I would like talking to producer Sam before the show. I said, we got to get something with hottest, because you don't want to, you know, when we talked about Roseanne's hotness on the broadcast the other day, I'm like, we got to revisit that. But who has been the hottest Sabres during the six-game win streak? It's easy. Tage, Josh Norris, Alex Lyon, or Yarmo Kekäläinen. Right now, Josh Norris is number one at 44%. Mm-hmm. You got Lyon, you got Tage, and Yarmo. Tage is only scored in almost every game. Last game he didn't score, so what? But he's number three on the list right now, and then Yarmo is right behind. Obviously, Yarmo came in, and the streak was already at three. And it's not like he just comes in and changes things, but Josh Norris is leading the way with the poll, which, by the way, Duffer, leads me to a conversation we also had yesterday. This or that, who has played more games for the Ottawa Senators, Yarmo Kekäläinen or Rob Ray?
Yarmo.
It is Yarmo. Yes, you're right. Ooh. But it was not by a lot. I think Razors played 11 or something, and I don't know how many Yarmo played, but Yarmo did play more than Razor, because Razor was like, well, there's another guy that played more games than I did here in Ottawa.
The research needs to dive into the technical aspect here of who was more often a scratch in Ottawa, Kekäläinen or Ray, because I think Razor wins that one. So
28 games for Yarmo with the Ottawa Senators. So yes, he's got almost more than double the amount of games that Razor played for Ottawa.
So this six-game winning streak has had an awful lot of contributors, and it has allowed us to sometimes lean on the expected, sometimes go off the board in our anytime goal scorers. Mm-hmm. If we were playing golf, I would have honors here. So would you like me to go first because I'm on such a good run?
I'll get you first pick, whoever you want.
Okay. I don't like, as you know, taking the shorter odds, but I am going with Alex Tuck tonight.
Okay.
Now, part of this is that line is so consistently good. I expect all three of them to be around it a lot. And I think it's Tuck's turn, if you will, to take a little bit of the spotlight. But I'm also very intrigued, not that it matters, by Norris. And I would say, I think McLeod is often the low-hanging fruit for Buffalo against Ottawa. But who are you going with tonight? So, by the way, I was extremely excited when my streak continued on Sunday with the Josh Norris goal to get the game even at one.
Well, so you know what? Good gamblers will say that when you have a winning recipe and you lose a hand, you should probably double up and try to recover that hand, right? Because you have a winning recipe. And I went with Tage Thompson for almost the whole streak. And it stopped last game. But I am not going to follow the good gambler's book of gambling, and I am going to go with Josh Norris. I'm going to go off of you, Duffer, and what you did last game. Josh's first game back in Ottawa, where he hasn't, you know, faced and played here in Ottawa against his former team. And I think, again, that line, I believe, will get their opportunities. And I think Josh Norris is going to find the back of the net for a consecutive game. Although some would say that has been more of a streak because he did score the shootout game winner. But, you know, it doesn't count. It doesn't go on the goal record. So I'm going to say Josh Norris for a second game in a row will score.
Benson, of course, would be an interesting choice, too. When they met earlier this year, Buffalo won 8-4, and Benson had 4 assists in that game. But of late, he's been scoring more with 3 goals in the last 5. So we'll see.
Yeah, Darlene would be a good pick, too.
Who? Sorry, Darlene?
Darlene would be a good pick.
He was kind of like right there, but I really think Tuck is the guy tonight. Did you have time to look around the NHL last night?
Yeah, a little bit.
I really wish.
The Flyers and then Vladar back. The Flyers beat the Vancouver Canucks, and that was not good.
I think you will love my... Is it dazzling? I don't know. It's hilarious. It's not disturbing because he wasn't hurt on the play, but the laugh, the embarrassment from Brendan Smith with Columbus last night. And you and I loved this a couple of years ago when David Riddick ran into the crossbar.
Oh,
this is incredible. Completely on his own. No one around him. And Brendan runs into the goalpost.
He's lucky the goal was dislodged and the referee blew the whistle because he ran right into the corner of the goalpost. And the Kings player that got the puck almost got a great chance. And somehow the referee decided to blow the whistle down because the net was knocked off of its mooring. But, dude, like the net is 4x6. It's got a big red piece of steel around and it doesn't move. Like when you get clotheslined by the net... That's what it felt like. It felt like the net reached Art with his arm and clotheslined him, right? So that was pretty funny.
He's been around the game so long. The look on his face was absolutely incredible. So
yeah, that is good. That was that. And then
Seattle
ended up beating Anaheim. Anaheim's in a little bit of a tailspin right now when you look at their last few games. It's not been good. And just so that people know, I mean, I get it. Sabres have won 6 in a row. But the Atlantic Division, it is about as tight as can be. Detroit's at 45. Buffalo's at 38 with 2 games in hand. They're 7 points back with 2 games in hand. Mm-hmm. First to 7th in the division. That's how tight it is. It's all Toronto's 35 points, and Toronto's in a bad place right now. They fired their assistant coach, Mark Savard, who is in charge of power play. But you have 10 points separating 1st and 8th in the division. And within 2 weeks, it could go first to last, last to first. It's crazy.
Well, when this win streak began, or perhaps more accurately, on the heels of their last loss, which was in Calgary, the Sabres were 8 points out of a playoff spot.
Yes.
Now, basically 15 days later, they are 3 points out. And as you mentioned, still with games in hand on many of the teams that look, it was a big weekend. They beat the Islanders and the Devils, and we know that those two teams are sitting in wild card spots now. So,
yes.
Pretty
unfortunate they gave the Islanders a point because they'd be 3 points behind them as well.
Yeah. Real quick, tempers flare within pro sports.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been struck by shrapnel from an angry, agitated player? Because last night, this was tough to watch. Vince Dunn got popped by Ross Johnston in Anaheim, was unsuspecting and was really, for about a minute, was quite stunned and shaken up.
Yep.
And I don't know whether he was just mad at the officials, mad that he got popped and nobody, came to his defense, whatever. eventually, when Dunn decided to go off the ice, he lost it, kicked the door, smashed the stick, threw the remnants of the stick in the direction of the trainer and Joey Decord, who somehow did not get hit by the butt end of this thrown stick. And then he proceeded, Dunn did, to throw stuff down the hallway. So, oh my goodness, what a moment
there. Duffer, one of my worst ever. And as a backup goalie, you get that a lot. Sticks, pucks, broken sticks, guys getting hit on the bench. But one of my worst shrapnel moment in my career sitting on a bench was here in Ottawa. I was sitting, minding my own business on the bench. It is early in the second period. A shot came in. Everybody on the bench ducked. I ducked. It went right over my head, hit the glass right beside me, between me and the fans. And it was one of those heavy panels of glass that when it shatters, it breaks in a million pieces. Not like a crack. So it went... And then a shower of glass came raining on top of me. I had it everywhere. I was cutting the top of my head. And so what did I do? I went to the locker room, got change, took a shower, washed off all the glass that was in my equipment everywhere. Mm-hmm. By the time I got dressed again, there was 5 minutes left in the third period. Like, why am I even getting dressed? Like, I should have just, but you never know what could happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the worst shrapnel moment I've ever had to deal with. Full on panel of glass shattered in a million pieces, showering over the top of my head.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.